A family breakup is hard on everyone involved. This week on Titles and Tate, our regular youth book reviewer, Nikki Tate Stratton, is here to talk about a novel for teenagers that explores what happens to one family going through a worst-case scenario divorce. Good afternoon, Nikki.
Hello, Joanne.
I guess this is not a cheery book.
Not exactly.
But we have talked about several novels here on the show before, about children who are navigating the tricky waters of divorce, sometimes after divorce. Like, I'm thinking about Dear George Clooney, Please Marry My Mom by Susan Nielsen.
Oh, that's a great example. In Dear George Clooney, Nielsen handles this subject matter with a very light touch, but without ever diminishing, you know, the huge impact that the breakup of the parents have on the main character in that book. But the biggest difference between a book like Susan Nielsen's and the novel I brought in today is that both parents in Susan's book, they're quite normal. I mean, the marriage may have ended, but both parents are reasonable people who still care very much about their children.
And that's not the case in this week's novel.
Scarily, no. The book I brought in here is called The Second Trial, and it's the first novel by Rosemary Ball. The main character is 13-year-old Danny McMillan, and as the story opens, his father has been in jail for 8 months waiting to be sentenced for assaulting Danny's mother. So Danny is present in the courtroom when the judge hands down the sentence, which actually results in his father's imminent release, despite the fact that this father is considered to be at a high risk of reoffending.
So Danny is also at risk then here of being abused?
Well, this is where the story gets very interesting. It's actually hard to say. The type of abuse that his father had been involved in up to that point was very secretive, done behind closed doors. The bruises were left in places they could not be seen. And it was very specific to Danny's mother. So as far as Danny was concerned, his dad was actually a pretty good guy. You know, he spent time with him doing fun stuff and seemed like he was genuinely sorry for having hurt his wife in this incident, which sent him to jail. So Danny is torn. He wants to forgive his father and take him at his word that he would never hurt his mother again. But at the same time, he's now heard that all these claims of his mother about abuse that's been going on for years and years. And of course, he doesn't want to see her hurt again.
So it sounds like there's a lot more abuse going on than Danny was aware of while it was happening. How could it be safe then for the father in this case to be released from prison?
Well, that was exactly my initial reaction when I realized that the father was going to get out of jail, because it seemed pretty obvious that letting him out was going to put the family in danger. And what Rosemary Ball does with real skill here is explain both the limitations and the responsibilities of our legal system, not just for the victims, but also for those who have committed crimes. So it's handy in this case that the author is also a lawyer. She practices with the Family Law Office of Legal Aid Alberta. And it's obvious she thoroughly understands the ins and outs of family law. She's able to explain the logic very clearly. And the device she uses to get all this information across is she has various police officers and court officials and people like that explaining the situation to 13-year-old Danny. But I have to say, I found all that information totally fascinating. And the way the author explains everything, it's very clear and easy to digest.
I can see how having a legal background would be really useful if you were writing an article about family law. But does that knowledge necessarily translate into good storytelling? I mean, I'm sure it's accurate, but how does the novel read?
Oh, it's gripping. I was hooked right from the first page because the author has done a really good job of putting this kid, Danny, in an untenable situation. So his reactions throughout the story are completely believable. He's hurt, he's angry, he feels betrayed, lost, totally confused. And I suspect because the author, given how long she's been working with families in crisis, I think she's probably heard and seen it all. And I have the sense that she's used some of the anecdotes she's run across over the years to show how a child in crisis might really act out.
All right. So she's got some basis here.
Yeah.
What happens when the father gets out of jail?
Okay. Well, because of the way our laws work, they cannot keep him in forever. And yet everyone involved agrees he's way too dangerous to let him ever see his family again. So the wife and kids, Danny also has a younger sister, they are put into the equivalent of like a witness protection program. But in this case, the program serves to protect families you're victims of abuse. So basically, the mother and the children are given new identities and relocated.
So how does Danny cope with such a dramatic change?
Well, to say he's thrown off balance, total understatement. I mean, his whole life is turned upside down. He gets a new name. He's now suddenly supposed to answer to David. He's given a new birthday, an invented past. So the family's given a dossier of facts about this made-up past life in Saskatoon so people can't link them back to their actual old lives, which all took place back in Edmonton. And then the family is moved to Winnipeg. And my heart just broke for them. And not because they were relocated to Winnipeg, I hasten to add. But this situation is so awful. And I felt so bad for the boy in particular because he is in a situation that sucks. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It's no wonder that he goes off the rails a bit. He does badly at school, falls in with a rough crowd, feels like he's living a lie because he is. And he cannot imagine a way forward in this new life that just doesn't seem to be his life anymore.
So does he manage to find a way forward?
Well, I'll tell you, Rosemarie Ball keeps you hanging right until the very last page. And even then, you know, it is going to be a long, tough haul for this kid and his family. I found the second trial to be a really thought-provoking, fascinating account of this process of becoming someone else, but at the same time, discovering who you really are. And for a teenager, maybe even the more important question might be, you know, who is it that you want to become? And Danny or David in this story has to grapple with all of that and then some. It's a great read.
And you also learn something about the legal system.
Absolutely. And quite painlessly, too, I might add.
Nikki, thanks very much for this. Now, every week when Nikki comes to visit, she does bring along a copy of a book to give away. And this week it is a copy of The Second Trial by Rosemarie Ball. And if you'd like to have your name entered in the draw to have a chance to win a copy of this book, then simply drop us a line here at allpointswest@cbc.ca. So allpointswest@cbc.ca, and tell us about your favorite book that in some way involves the legal system. It could be a novel about a trial or a police officer or a lawyer. The only requirement is that it somehow relates to something in the world of the criminal justice system. So allpointswest@cbc.ca. That's where you send your entry, and we will give a copy of this book away before the end of the week.